there is a beginning of sealing your heart that you can receive when the word is ministered. There'll be some apostolic seals that I will give to you. I receive so. Apostolic seals, and it's new to some of y'all ears. What is apostolic seals? Well, they are decoration made apostolically to bless you. Not only bless you, but get you ready for to receive the word. The Holy Spirit has been kind to us this week, and we still got time to go. And so these, yes sir, I receive it, sir. And these, this night is, I receive so. Yeah, this night is a night where the whole family is here. Wow. You're here, right?
Yeah.
And so we got a lot of movement going on. I receive so. A lot of movement going on. A lot of movement going on. All right, my man. All right. How many of y'all, it's your first time tonight? Miss your hands. That's it, all over here. Okay, all over here, okay. You know what we used to call that? Fresh meat. We call it fresh souls and fresh spirit tonight, though. Well, the Holy Spirit has been real kind to us in these meetings. These boys been preaching, and the Holy Spirit, all this morning, we had praise this morning. We started just go ahead and pray the rest of the day till y'all get here. Powerful praise. Powerful presence of the Lord. Nothing like getting in the presence of the Lord, you know. So very accurately, I will minister to you tonight. Accurately, by the Holy Ghost. That you may be able to have something to work with in the future. Amen. We so often have not known the ministry gifts as we should. But an apostle is a person. Apostleship is an office. Apostolic is the functioning. Now, the apostle and the prophet, I'll just talk while they're moving. The apostle and the prophet was named in the Bible as foundational gifts with Jesus. Say it's built upon the apostle, the prophet, and Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. The church have not known that. We're not talking about a man. It's talking about ranks and orders in the kingdom. Once we understand that, then we can make withdrawals from gifts that would benefit us in a supernatural way. That when the church, as the church turned apostolic, which is the book of Acts, actually is going back to God's original plan for the church to be a takeover. As Leroy said in so well when he's preaching, authority, power, and dominion. It's where the church is supposed to be functioning. But you cannot do that without revelation and order, right. Overseals. Right. Somebody can speak in your life and tell you you're going the wrong way. Yes. You say, yes, sir, and turn around. You come to trust men and women of God who are living for the kingdom. And so we're moving into these areas, but there's a lot of things that the world call legal, but it's illegal in the spirit. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Yeah, don't forget that. There are things that are legal in the Robert rule of order, but they're not legal in the rule of engagement. And so we're not under those orders. We're under the order of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who died that we might live. And because he lived, I live also. Isn't that wonderful? I can't hear y'all. Am I talking about your King? And so in meetings, that's all right. This is what it's all about. In meetings, I'll just talk with you before I start preaching. I'm going to preach in a minute. But in meetings, there are impartation. There's revelation. Sometime in meeting, there's even confrontation with the enemy who's trying to hold somebody in bondage. And I'll say it like a country boy, and mess around and let them got into the house of God, where the Spirit of God is moving dynamically. But I have a peace with this crowd.
Yes, sir.
I've been preaching a long time, 47 years, and I've been in tension moments in churches where people were split. You know, one crowd believed this, the other crowd believed that. And there was little respect. Little respect for office in the ministry. All they respect soldiers and different people. But in the church, we're building that the body of Christ is missing some blessing for lack of respect. And so we're bringing that respect back and that honor back. And in doing that, then manifestation and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, which we do because of what Jesus did for us. You'll see it tonight. I sense it in my spirit. I don't have to talk to them on a few minutes tonight, and you'll see a demonstration of the Spirit. See? So I just want you to, we're going to march and wave flags, but I want you to calm down a little bit so we can get this word on you, in you first, all right? Because I do have something to say. Yeah. We have not understood for so long various office in the church, and the Lord is bringing it back, and he happened to use these men who travel with me are being trained apostolically. Most of their churches flow in the same vein that I'm flowing, and it's amazing. I said it's amazing. In these seals, I'll give you four. I'm going to give you four. And because we have so many new people, what I do is I make that declaration or decree over you, and we war in the spirit for a few moments, praying in tongue and taking that in. And then when I say, in Jesus' name, you stop. Then I'll give you another one. You got that? New people? New people. Where you been anyway? You ain't working day and night, are you? Don't miss the rest of this meeting. Don't be hard-headed. I know your pastors have told you. Don't miss the meeting. I got something too. Stand on your feet. Listen very carefully. My heart and mind will be exposed to new territories in the spirit tonight that will cause me to flow in the supernatural. Pray about that. If you want it, you got to open your mouth. My heart and mind will be exposed to new territories in the spirit tonight that will cause me to flourish in the supernatural, miracles, signs, wonders, creation. But you got to walk for it. Shake Toraba. You got to act like you want it. Shake Takaraba Sata. Rama Baba Sata Raka Sata Tata. Ibre Sukura Rabasa. Konala Mama Nasata. Shararaba Soto Toto. New territories in the spirit. We will never exhaust the territories in the spirit. There's always more. Elarabashata. Warriors, come on, war in the spirit. Change the atmosphere. God designed you to live a flourishing life. Supernaturally. In Jesus' name, amen. The range of the glory of God is increasing rapidly on the inside of me. My manifestation season has come. Pray about that. Cha-cha-la-ra-ba-sa-ta. Ho-ra-ba. Come on, balcony, pray about that. Cha-cha-cha. It's on the board for you to look at. The range of the glory of God is increasing rapidly on the inside of me. My manifestation season has come. Shata korebesa. Ora baba baba sokota. Ora baba sakotiri katata. Wow. Shadareburu barabara kasuya. My manifestation season has come. Oh my goodness. You hear that? My manifestation season has come. Ora basha katata rabosi. Ora baba rasa katoro makato de 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 de. Tarakasa takasa tatiri de de. Tararaba ta 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 kisi ti ti. Tararaba shukote. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I heard something while you were praying. The Spirit of God spoke to me. He says, your manifestation will supersede your action. In other words, what you ask for, God said, I'm going to give you much more. I heard that. I heard that in the spirit. This is your manifestation season. All the bad things you've been acting for. All the things that are stacked up. That you've seen in the word. That belong to you. You're in a manifestation season. Tell the person next to you, you're in a manifestation season. Good God Almighty. Listen, no hardship or toiling can stay in my presence, for I'm abiding in the rest of the Holy Ghost. Pray about that. I'm abiding in the rest of the Holy Ghost. So toiling and hardship cannot remain in my presence. The Holy Ghost is not going to permit it. Come on, pray about it. Hallelujah. Boy, that's freedom. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I got carried away on this last one. But it kept coming. When I gave it to my secretary to type, she said, "Oh!" It's a little long, but I want you to listen. We'll put it on the board for you. Oh God, this is my time. Have your way. I'm ready to magnify you in every breath I take and every step I make. I acknowledge the fact it's not me, but it's you making me what I am called to be. You have my cooperation every day. Pray about it. Pray about it. Go ahead. Walk. That's powerful, man. Look at it. Look at it. You got screens all around you. Look at what he's saying and pray about it. Change your life tonight. My life, say, my life changed tonight. Come on, y'all ain't praying. I'm talking about war tongue. Rapakata yasha. Oh, God, it's my time. In Jesus' name, amen. We have prayed. You may be seated. In John Gospel, chapter 14, I want to look at three openings as we revisit rules of engagement to maximize your encounters with the Holy Ghost. Understanding the moving of the Holy Ghost we talk about, and I'll go over a few notes. Here are some scriptures that the Lord, now this scripture I'm about to read now, 41, 42 years ago, it was the first sermon I ever preached. I had no idea what I was preaching. In John 14, 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall, the Comforter shall, the Holy Ghost shall, teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. What a promise. What a promise. But the Comforter, which the Holy Ghost and the Father will send in my name, Jesus said. Jesus' name, see. Father sent him in Jesus' name. And then in Acts chapter 9, just look at these two or three scriptures. I ain't promising how long or how short I'm going to be. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. When the church know how to deal properly with the enemy, she going to enter into a certain flourishing where she can't be stopped. But the church will never learn how to deal with the enemy until government is right. Yes, sir. And until divine order, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Is right. They'll never know. But once the church understand government and understand the flow of how to flow with divine instruction, there's going to be a breakout. The branch is going to properly connect to the vine.
Yes.
And the sap is going to start flowing.
Wow. Yes,
and fruit's going to start growing.
Yes,
gifts will start manifesting.
Yes.
Those fruits, the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit and the war armor in Ephesians 6 will all start taking their place. And you will be known in the city. And you will be respected everywhere you go because you're a Christian. Because you will not be denied, because you'll be walking in authority, power, and dominion. Afraid of nothing and nobody in no way. Demon power will not be able to face you. For the Lord said, I'll give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy. To do you no harm. I have not given you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. The gospel is not word only, but it's power, the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. The kingdom of God is not only word, but it's power. Everybody say power. So in Acts 9:31 here, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and I noticed, were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Now, I can promise you, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, that word multiplied. I always thought, and it was just a lot of people were added to the church. No, the Spirit said everything began to multiply. Blessing began to. Deliverance began to multiply. Freedom began to multiply. Joy began to multiply. I got my whole family here tonight. I got to preach tonight. I want you to teach. I want them to leave with something. I don't want them to travel a long way. They got to leave with something. It's the worst thing to go to a meeting and don't leave with nothing. You just travel and spend your money and you're away from your home and you go to church and you don't get nothing but a junk. Let's attend to one more scripture here. I think we're attending to in 2 Corinthians. Then I'll start giving you some of these rules of engagement for a few minutes. So you can apply them in your life and get instant results. How many ready for some of that? How many of y'all tired waiting? You've been waiting? Waiting many times. I never thought I would say this, but it's coming, keep coming up, get back down. Keep coming back up, get back down. Yeah. And theologians are going to argue with this, but I don't care because I found out the truth.
Yes, sir.
There are shortcuts in the spirit.
Come on.
If you make contact properly, you don't have to go through what that other person went through. One of the greatest aspects of shortcut is connection. Somebody who can tell you where the traps are. Somebody can tell you where the trigger is. Let me tell you what I'm hearing in the spirit. Huh? Tell the person next to you, it won't be long, I'll be completely out. Out of everything that hindered my life, that holding me back, that blocking me from having my joy and my peace as I should have. Won't be long. It won't be long now. Connected and the ship is moving. Every illegal thing that is attacking my life now, die in Jesus' name. Every chain that have attached itself to my ministry and to my life, that chain is broken now in Jesus' name. Y'all better holler, holler. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the Apostle Paul had a way of closing a visit to the church, or writing to the church. And 13 and 14, 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and the love of God, hallelujah, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. Amen. Now you're fully dressed there. You're fully dressed in the Spirit. See, that's first there, fully dressed you in the Spirit. You can function in the Spirit if you're operating in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the finished work, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. See, there's a way of communicating with the Holy Ghost. Yes, and the Holy Ghost have all of heaven's information. Yes. Yes, sir. The Holy Ghost is in every board meeting God has. He knows exactly what God wants to do. He knows exactly what God is talking about. He was sent to bring it to you. Yes. Say, I receive. Now, you just have to come back tomorrow night to get the rest of it. I'm gonna give you a little bit tonight, but there's some things I want to give you tonight. When we talk about rule of engagement, turn to Psalm 62:5, rules of engagement. Everybody say rule of engagement. Rule of engagement. And we talk about rules of engagement, of having maximized encounter with the Holy Ghost, or supernatural encounter with the Holy Ghost, or magnified encounters with the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Are you hearing me? I don't want to lose y'all before I finish. Come on, Dad. But you're one step from total freedom. That's what I heard the Holy Ghost say. Psalm 62:5. One of the main rule of engagement to magnify your encounters, not contact. Contact and encounter, two different things. Encounter has a transaction going on. Not only you moving, the Holy Ghost moving. Not only you contacting the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost contacting you. Then a contract start manifesting. Then a covenant start opening up. Expectation. For a rule of engagement with the Holy Ghost, expectation must be high and in the right place. My soul will die only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. If God ever catch you expecting Him to do something and believing He can do it, I dare you. If God ever hear you say, God, I can't do this, but I expect you to bring it forth in my life. Are you listening? Romans 5:5. Expectation is hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, O Lord, by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. I wish somebody did come here with no hope tonight. And I wish somebody came here who'd been whooped about 16 times with the same thing. You're going to put a whooping on that thing after tonight. Yeah, yeah. A boldness. The next 15 minutes. A boldness. Going to hit this place. And you're going to turn into another man and to another woman. You'll never be the same again. Your prayer going to change. Your confession going to change. Your reading the Bible going to change. Shouldn't have never let you got here. He made the greatest mistake in his life, letting you get in this meeting tonight. Because a man or woman who know how to maximize their encounters with the Holy Ghost is untouchable, unstoppable. And some of the things that happen in their life, you got to get real close to them because they're going to be unbelievable. You say, let me find that in the Bible. I mean, let me find out what's going on in his life or her life. Let me find that in the Bible. It's hidden. You will never find it looking for it. You got to believe it first. They questioned that blind man. They said, what happened to you? He said, the man told me, put clear in my eye and told me to go to the water and wash, and I did what he told me to do, and I came back seeing. They said, give God the glory. Then the boy got vexed. He said, look, I don't know who he was. I don't know what it is. All I know, when you got an experience, man, you can't talk. All I know, I was blind. But now I'm seeing. Go ask him for yourself. I'm just no. See, when you have an encounter, next comes an experience. When the experience comes, nobody, denomination, religion, tradition, your family, nobody can talk you. The bishop, I had bishops and the high senior pastors try to talk me out when I got the Holy Ghost. They told me, calm down. I said, man, I can't calm down. I just got free. You know, because they'll quickly tell you, it don't take all that. Yeah, it take all that and some more. I said, take all that and some more. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to testify. We're about to shout in here. Right now, every test you're going through turn into a testimony. I'm going to testify. Every test. Turn into a testimony. Listen what the Spirit of God said. The devil sent the test to take you out. God gonna use the test to take you up. Put you on another level. Put you on another level. Put you on another level. Put you on, I'm going to another level. Say it, I'm going to another level. Right now. I'm going to testify about this test I had. The devil is a lie. You're going to get a breakthrough tonight. The devil is a lie. You get a breakthrough tonight. The glory of God comes on you tonight. You will never forget. My expectation. It's from God. God who never faileth. God who deal with impossibilities like A, B, C. 1, 2, 3. I feel his presence. I I'm hearing something in the spirit. You will never be in another jam. Y'all better receive this stuff, man. Now, here's another key to engaging the rules of engaging or encounters with the Holy Ghost. Expectation is a great one. Right. You know, Peter and John, they had the audacity to tell that lame man, look on us. They didn't say look on God. They were carriers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Watch what I say now. They were carriers of God on earth.
Yes.
So they're saying when you look at us, you're looking at God, you might get some.
Yeah.
We always tell people, look at Jesus. No. Tell them look at you. Because Jesus traveling through you. Stop thinking you're unworthy. The blood make you worthy. Another aspect of the Holy Ghost, thank God for it. If I slip and do something wrong, he's a convictor. And he convinced me to repent so I can get a refreshing. Romans 14:17. Here's another key. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Yeah. I feel something moving, boys. This is one of the best meetings I've ever been in. It's so free up in here. You feel the freedom of the Holy Ghost? If y'all going to step here, y'all got to back me up. I'm going to step up in here. Y'all got to act like I'm preaching up here. Y'all the man one. Y'all got to act like I'm doing something, like I'm saying something. And, you know. When I get a little low, y'all got to make me high. I say, huh, preacher. They up here on the stage, they got to talk to me, you know. Now, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness. Now, righteousness is a glorious revelation. And peace. Not when nothing going wrong. Peace in the middle of trouble. And then they say, and joy, and joy, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh my goodness. What is joy in the Holy Ghost? Joy in the Holy Ghost, I don't have nothing else on my mind. Joy in the Holy Ghost, nothing can take me out. Joy in the Holy Ghost got his hand on this such a way. So another key to this rule of, now let me stop here a minute. I got some documents here that I need to read over a little bit and tell you something about it, because I had some problem with this when I first came into the church. They were running the church by Robert rule of order.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Right, right, right.
Majority rule.
Right, yeah.
Somebody would lift their hand and make a motion. They had talked about it already. You know what I'm talking about, Gene. And the other guy say, I second it. They have talked with most of the people, you go with us. And so, you know, they rule. Call the order, roll call the member present. Reading of the minutes of the last meeting. Officers report. Committees report. Special order, important business. Previous designated for consideration at this meeting. Unfinished business, new business, announcement, then adjournment. Nothing happened. Anywhere the majority rule, nothing gonna happen. Why? You got snakes to slip in. You got people who will not submit to authority to slip in. So they won't have a democracy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Right.
What is one? Theocracy. Yeah. When the church learn that, they'll move. Now, I got men and women surrounding me here, but they don't have me tied down. So that's why everything paid for. We got 600 acres of land, and we're still moving. That's why. If we'd have stuck in a motion, some of them meeting, I know Fred had a man on his board one time, and they were talking about some meeting. The man raised his hand. He was one of the men. He said, "Sir, I can't take it no more. It's too much money. I'm sweating up. May I resign?" He couldn't handle it. You see, there's things we have to do by faith.
Yes.
That all men are not ready for.
Yes.
And they hold the church back. They hold the vision back because they're not seeing what the visionary is seeing. You can't vote on a vision. You got to move on a vision. And when you hold a visionary back, you're holding yourself back from your destiny. God didn't call no committee to build the ark. It was no committee made the Red Sea come open. David didn't kill Goliath with a committee. Daniel went in the lion den without a committee. But he had God on his side. So this Robert rule of order of parliamentary procedure is a set of rules for conduct at meetings that allow everyone to be heard and make decision. They say here without confusion, but that's a lie. I heard a woman one time when I went there, they didn't have no refrigerator at all, and so I went to the church. I took Mount Zion, and we bought a refrigerator. I think it cost about $300 something. And she came and she saw that. She said, "We didn't have no meeting about this. That ain't right, that man coming in and just buy a refrigerator like that." Then another time, we had to borrow some money. But the thing had no air conditioning. I had took the funeral home fan out to church because they were fanning with death. We don't allow no funeral home fan up in here. We'll get some money fan. And so in order to redo the seats and put some air conditioning, it was $15,000. And one of my elder stewards, you know, they're dressed in white. And I made the mention of it was going to be 15. She said, "Oh, God, this man talking about thousands of dollars." She fanned it. 15,000. Boy, she really would fancy her now. Because you'll be dealing with millions. Now, sit down, don't miss this. Expectation is one of the rules of engagement. I give you Romans 14:17 because exaltation is a part. You must exalt him. And when you begin to praise him, like we had this morning, oh my God, I'll never forget that. You begin, oh my God. Now, I don't know if it's on tape. Y'all better need to get it. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
The presence of God.
Yes,
sir. Romans chapter 6, verse 14, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. I'm going to close in a minute, boy. I got two more nights to preach, but I just wanted the children who are here tonight. Three more nights, yeah. The children here tonight, I just want to, you know, because they're coming back. Don't leave all y'all address and your email and your Instagram and all that stuff so I can just point it off the hook if I don't see you. Leave your picture too so I know how you look. Glorying in the cross of Jesus will enlarge your clout with the Holy Ghost. It will give you a clout in the Spirit. If you glory, look at, my goodness. Look at Romans 6:14. That's Romans 6:14? Romans 6:14. That's not the one I want. I want the one about glory, God forbid. Where you at? What my scripture, man? I saw him about that. God forbid. What is it? Roman what? I got the wrong scripture on down here. That's Romans 6:14 she had up there, right? But that's not a scripture. You see, no. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. What scripture that is? Galatians 6:14. Put that up there. Galatians. Because I want you to get this. God forbid. See, we're talking about glorying in the cross of Jesus will enlarge your clout with the Holy Ghost. A man or woman who speak about the finished work of Christ, speak about the sacrifice, speak about the blood, speak about the gift of Jesus. Oh, he died for me. Because he died. I'm a free man tonight. You see, my brothers and sisters, civil right can't fully free me. It's right within itself. But I need the glory of God. I need God to tell me who I am. I don't need no man to tell me who I am. I know who I am in Christ. In him. I live. I move. And I have my being. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. No, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world, oh my, is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Yeah. Now that pushed Galatians 2:20 right in the stomach. I'm crucified with Christ. Yeah. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And then the next verse said, I will not frustrate the grace of God. I'm going to accept this grace. First Corinthians 2:2. First Corinthians 2:2. Give me 10 minutes. I'm going to close. This is a masterpiece. You must meditate this. This is what activates the army of God. This is what put boldness on your life. Oh yeah, it's finished. The curtain has been torn, the rock split, and the graves are open. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your spirit, in your body, in your spirit. What's your God? For I'm determined not to know anything among you. Don't bring me no other doctrine. See, if Jesus Christ and him crucified, then I'm a bad boy then. That's why Paul was so bad. That's why they couldn't handle Paul. Paul knew a secret. Paul was pulling from the power of the cross. The preaching of the cross is foolish to them that believe not. But to us who believe, it's the power of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad he got up on the third day. I'm glad he made a declaration. All power. All power is in my hand. In heaven.
Hallelujah. Come on now. Glory to God. Glory.
You hear what I heard now? Come on. Somebody in here about to snatch their victory. I heard it in the spirit. I don't know how to explain it. There's a fast and a swift anointing moving through here. It's ready to do a quick work. You will not be denied your next promotion. Matter of fact, it's here right now. Rejoice. Listen, it's very important. Seeking direction from the Holy Spirit will cause wisdom to flow with skills of life that you have never seen before. Now, I got to give you that again, because now you see I really, seeking direction from the Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm talking about you. Seeking. Ha ha! Hey, he hit me just now. Whoa! Whoa! I asked him, he hit me. I asked him, he hit me, boy. He said, well, you talking about me? I'll hit you. Had an anointed hit me. That was an anointed hit me. When I asked him, he hit me, and it didn't make no difference. I didn't care what happened. When you don't care what happened, you can't worry. You can't be in fear. You can't be intimidated. You're eating biscuits before they come out the oven. Man, I asked him, hit me just now.
Glory.
I never had that happen to me, you know.
Yes.
I'm talking about a good hit
with
boldness and power
and
refreshing and glory and comfort and wisdom. I'm just not a half-hour man, Leroy. I got too much to say, man, to get in. Half hour. Then there was a time a man had told another man he was going to preach, you know. And the man had his sermon, had his stuff together, and people kept coming in. And the man was getting up. He said, no, hold up right there. He said, all these people, I'm preaching myself. He got excited, you know. He never saw a crowd like this. So the man was supposed to be his guest speaker, but he told him, you preach another time. All these people, I'm preaching tonight. I'll give you one or two more, then I'll rest my case for the night. Seeking direction from the Holy Spirit will cause wisdom. See, this is what wisdom to flow. This is what wisdom is. With skills of life, wisdom is divine skills to live beyond the known that you have never seen before. All right, let's go to another one. Turn to Ephesians 1:18. I'm going to close with this one. I'm going to force myself to close. And Ephesians 3:16. Because I'm just and through. You know, you don't need to not know how to talk when you got money. No, you don't need no English. You walk on the lot and they know who you are. Say, I want that car right there. Get it out quickly. I'm not knocking education. But children go to college 4 years and work hard and come out and you know, they don't want to give them a job. Yielding to the enlightenment and the empowerment will start a revelation of anointing, manifestation, and demonstration in your life on a daily basis. Let me get to you again. I'm going to read the scripture and then I'm going to close. Yielding to the enlightenment. Scripture going to tell us about enlightenment. One scripture going to tell us about enlightenment. Another scripture going to tell us about empowerment.
Yes.
This is supernatural. This is divine. This is from glory. This is something no man can stop. No man can handle. Your breakthrough is here tonight. You will hear my voice the rest of your life. You know this came from God. You know God loves you. And you know God have come to see about you tonight. You came here for one reason, but God wanted you here so he can speak to you. The warfare is not over, but the good thing about it, you win. The next confrontation you have with the enemy, you're going to slap him and he's going to fall in front of you. Bow, devil. Slap him in the name of Jesus. Bow. By the power of the cross. Bow. By the power of the blood. Bow. By the power of mercy. Bow. He can't handle Jesus. The enemy can't handle Jesus. That problem you're going through tonight, the Lord want me to tell you, it's over. Because you mess around, got in his presence, and you heard about his name. His name is above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess. The blood is flowing in this place tonight. Wash me clean. Make me whole. Hallelujah. This my night. I'm going free. I'm going to fly like an eagle and sing like a bird. The dove lights on my shoulder tonight. I'm not leaving here by myself. I'm leaving with the Holy Ghost as my friend. Hallelujah. Blood. Redeemed. Washed. Glory. Shout and turn around 3 times because your life has changed. The glory of the Lord. 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 The glory of the Lord.